Well, inflation is down thanks to a fall in transport prices and the timing of Easter, with the consumer prices index down to 3%. That's its lowest since February 2010. Well, is that good news? Let's get the thoughts of our man on the trading floor at Alpari, James Hughes. James, it's, I suppose, positive and going in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, that's the good news, that we are falling to the lowest levels, as you say, since February 2010. And that's a big move. And for a long time now, the governor of the Bank of England, Mervyn King, has been telling us that we will move towards this 2% target and that 2012 was going to be the year that we do that. And we are actually moving in that right direction. 3.5 to 3% is a good move. So that's and it's all been seen as positive. We've got a positive move out of the markets. But, I mean, there's something else on the other side. We've got head of the IMF, Christine Lagarde, come out today saying, urging the UK to cut interest rates again from 0.5% to 0.25%. So two big news stories today which are dominating what's going on in the markets, one with this inflation side and one with the IMF trying to get involved in what the UK does. If you look towards the US and the Eurozone 2 years ago, Eurozone and the US were both in the same sort of situation where they're both really struggling, unemployment was high and the economies were in a real bad situation. But the US has definitely shown a lot of signs of improvement and is definitely moving in the right direction. So I think there is a sign of, well, if we can get everyone else, or especially the UK, in line with what the US are doing, hopefully we're going to move in the right direction with these. And I think there will be some discontent that Christine Lagarde is getting involved in what the UK are doing, or giving her opinion on what the UK should do. And I think that will all come down to whether they actually do it or not. And I can't actually see them cutting the rates anymore.
She's not just calling for a rate cut, though. She's asked for more quantitative easing as well. Of course, the bank deciding not to do that, at least for the time being. Maybe that would be the answer.
Well, that's the other side. If you're not going to cut rates, the other way to ease the economy is to add more in terms of QE, this quantitative easing. But I don't think they're necessarily going to do that either. I think in the governor and the members of the Bank of England have been discussing this for a long time. And every time we get the meeting minutes, we see the votes. And the votes have been gradually moving towards not adding any more quantitative easing at all, and I think that's a sign that maybe misplaced confidence in the UK economy when you've seen the fact we've gone into a double dip recession here. But I think with inflation moving back in this direction, there are definitely mixed signals about how the economy is performing and how we're going to go moving forward. But I mean, it's definitely not something to be ignored from everyone else, the fact that the head of the IMF is telling us that something needs to be done to our economy.
And let's face it, it's really about the Eurozone at the moment. Regardless of these numbers on inflation, we saw a drop in unemployment last week, and we've got our own problems. But until we sort out the Eurozone, and that's a big if, we don't really know what to do.
Well, I think that, again, that's the issue, isn't it? Because I think what everyone is planning to do, or everyone wants to do to their economy, is safeguard themselves from the fact that if the Eurozone does continue in this same vein, or does end up breaking up, or Greece does leave, there will be a fallout from that, and it's not likely to be a very nice one for these economies. So what we want to do is put ourselves in a situation where we can cope if this does happen. And I think almost that's another thing that what Christine Lagarde's saying here, is that the UK needs to be in a better position. Should things in the future go the way I think a lot of people are expecting them to go now?